hand is a place where people put things. So it's another form of the same object. Okay, so the Rambam and the Perush and Mishnayos agrees with that svar. Yes.
The Rambam is bold that you put chafetz and dakim on a makom of 4x4, meaning.
That you can only put chafatzim dakim on a makom of dalad of makom. You can only put chafatzim dakim on a place which is rest of dalad al dalad. Therefore, in other words, since it's something which is very limited, so Chazal understood that classically you need a place that would normally be used for storage. You could have said that, but in other words, when Chazal said you need a makam dalad to dalad, they wanted a makam that was shavah l'chol nefesh. You could put there a staple, you could put a pen, you could put an apple. In other words, it's something that you could put, you could put a book, you could put some. So they wanted a place that would be a universal recipient or a universal point of departure. Okay. And the hand, therefore, even though, again, it doesn't have the same dimensions, but it has the same quality of being able to grasp. Yes?
Yeah, but dalad is still a fair-sized venereal. Like you still put a lot of...
Dalad tfachim.
Yeah. You still put a fair-sized... Put like a lot of stuff on a thing that big. It's not a small area. It's still like... It's like bigger than a gemara. You know? It's
right.
Bigger than, so you can put a lot of stuff on there. Like, you could put a lot of things, a lot of items on that kind of area. So
yes.
Like, how does it mean that?
Look, you're asking a question that's not fair to ask. In other words, when Chazal looked for the universal, why did they choose Dalad al-Dalad and not Gimel and not Gimel and not Hey al-Hey? But our question is just, is Dalad al-Dalad a Svara? Is it a Dumi de Mishkan? Is it a Gzeres HaKosuv? Is it a Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai? So certainly, what you're pointing out, the easiest way of understanding is a Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. It's not something that was determined by Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael sitting in a base medrash, like half a table, a quarter of a table, etc. But the Rambam over here is assuming that we have a svara. That's, you know, he's just giving you a svara. So I'm just pointing out that this is, we have another Rishon, the Rashba also gives a svara. Once you have a svara, so this means that this is the norm, and less than that would be a situation that we would define as eno kedarko, except the hand would also be a norm. Okay. But this isn't where we left off. I was just pointing that was simply a point of information. You could continue going through Rishonim and, you know, and put them in categories, but the Rambam is someone that, you know, we should look at. Okay. We began dealing with the question that all the Rishonim ask, Tosfos and the Rashba and the Ritva, Vachule, why does our sugya, when it's looking for a source of a hand being the equivalent of Dalad al-Dalad, why does it leave out a double Gemara? A Gemara which is quoted with a sugya which is found twice in Shas, both in Eruvin on Daf Tzadites Amud Aleph, and later on Shabbos on Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, which points out that Machshava Meshavyele Makom, that we have the ability to create a makom with our desire, with our ratzon. And therefore, the Gemara says that someone who spits from his mouth or someone who urinates, even though the organ from which it's coming does not have dalad al dalad, machshava, meshav le maisa, in terms of akira. And hu adin, when you throw something into the pi hatanur, into the pi hakelev, even if it's less than dalad al dalad, you're chayav because that's where you want it to go. And we say machshava, meshav yilei maisa. Why not say simply the same thing about a hand? I want to take it from the hand. So Tosfos over here asked the question, and Tosfos, and again, in permutation, also the Tosfos in Eruvin, point out that that's only, Pirush Ben Otam, that's only when this is an expressed desire of the individual. Namely, either I want it to be exclusively there, or I really, really prefer that it go there. But in our Gemara, we're dealing with a situation where it happened that the apple that I wanted was in someone's hands. It's not that necessarily I wanted that hand to be the makom ha'akira. And I'm putting it down into a hand, not necessarily because I want it to be in the hand. I want it to be in the house, and the hand simply happens to be a convenient place which is within the house. Namely, it's a question, the degree to which I am focusing on this place. If I'm focusing on this place exclusively, then my mind can turn this place into a makom. If I'm focusing on it preferably, then yitachen also. But if I'm not focusing on it, it could be six of one and half a dozen of the other, then we don't have machshavo mishavya le'makom. Our sugya is the latter, the sugya in Eruvin, and the Kufbeis is the former. That's the Tosfos' understanding. The Ramban feels that this is... What? Tosfos' answer is true. Machshava mishav le'maisa, but not every machshava. It has to be a machshava with omek ha'hisbonenus. It has to be a machshava which is tremendously focused. That I want this. It's like when you appoint edim. I want these two people to be the edim at my wedding to the exclusion of everyone else. I'm miyached these individuals as edim. So my machshava can be miyached a makom, even if it's smaller than dalad, but it has to be that I want these specifically or I prefer these two to a large degree. Not just that I'm just happy to pick them out of the crowd. From, you know, it's in a totally arbitrary manner. I don't care who's an aide at my wedding. You, in other words, that's not called yichud. Yichud means that I want them dafka. In other words, and again, either to the exclusion of everyone else, or even if it's not to the exclusion of everyone else, these are the individuals that I want to be my aide. Not just anyone, you know, not to tell the rabbi, you choose whoever you want. That's not called yichud. In our Gemara, that's the choosing anyone you want. That's in our Gemara, we're missing the meaningful machshava. We're missing the meaningful machshava. The Ramban says, no, chas v'shalom. What you're saying over here is not a halachic framework. The Ramban, you know, disagrees with Tosfos very, very strictly. V'ani omer, ein ikar kushyasam kushya klal. There's no connection between that Gemara and our Gemara. She'ein omer b'malechas machashev l'malacha ha'malacha atzma she'tehe machshava osa malacha. We never have a case that you can create a halachic framework simply with ratzon. That's not the way it goes. Hareze machashev l'haniach ein ameniach. Even if I want that this should be a hanacha, if halachically it's not a hanacha, it's not a hanacha. I can't create a yesh me'ayin. There's no din of alchemy over here. I can't say that if Chazal need a makom arba, in my machshava, I want a place which is 3x3, which is 2x2. That's wrong. It's a wrong understanding. There's no such thing as a non-halachic machshava which will create a halachic reality. No, I can't look at this woman and turn her from a goya into a Jew because I'd want her to be a Jew. Or if I'm a Kohen, I don't want her to be a Grusha. So therefore she's not a Grusha. It doesn't go that way. We can't create halakha categories with Ratzon, with Machshava. So what then is the Gemara? The Gemara speaks about Machshava, Meshav Yilei Makom. So the Ramban explains, Ikar Hadavar Kachlo, I'm reading inside the Ramban that we photostated last time. Kishe'adam mechashev lemalacha, ve'osa osa, kegon zorak b'fi hakelem, hu miskaven l'ha'achilo, ve'hu ma'achilo, osa achila meshavya piv shel kelev makom. V'chein sreifas pi akivshan, l'fi sh'anach azu chashuva lo l'fi kavanato yote makom acher, v'derach anach azo bekach, v'chein hashtana sheten, v'yirika tarok, hu mechaven l'nakot atzo mehen ve'oso kach. Then to sum up, umigo da have malacha lekach, have malacha linyan Shabbos, zo malachas machshavas. What is the Ramban saying? What is the Ramban saying? How is what he is saying different than what Tosfos is saying? Yes?
He's saying that the action is creating the malkum, not your machshava, the action that you do?
That if...
Both,
in other words, that if what I am doing via my machshava is giving a certain meaning to my action in some realm, then that can also give meaning to my action in a halachic realm. Namely, if I am feeding an animal is a meaningful action. So this meaningful action will apply to Hilchos Shabbos, that Melechas Machshavas means that I have to do a nacha in a place which has a meaningful definition. Feeding an animal is a meaningful definition. Using my mouth to get rid of junk which is in my mouth, that's a meaningful action. Using an organ of my body to get rid of the waste material from my body, that's a meaningful action. So when I am doing something which has meaning in the real world, then migo, that this act has meaning, it's going to have meaning also in the realm of Shabbos. Namely, what is Shabbos? It's a malacha of hotza'ah. Hotza'ah can be a that which purely has technical parameters. I take something from a makom of dalet al dalet, I cross the Rubicon, and I put it down on a makom of dalet al dalet. That's, or it can be something which has meaning in other realms. I am vacating my body of waste material. That's something that has meaning, right? We make a bracha over it, asher yatzar, barabon nekavim nekavim, chalulim chalulim. That we have the ability. Someone, unfortunately, who can't, he'll die. In other words, he'll be poisoned. So I am doing something which is meaningful biologically. That is also meleches machsheves. That act of a hotza'ah, of a biological hotza'ah, would be meaningful in halacha. Or a biological hachnasa, like feeding an animal. Or burning fuel. In other words, we're dealing over here where we have a technological hotza'ah. Or a technological hachnas, I'm putting coal into a furnace. I'm putting firewood into a stove. The moment these have meanings in the real world, they also have meaning in the world of Shabbos. They also have meaning in the world of Shabbos. Namely, I am not creating yesh meyayin a makom. That there's no such thing as halachic alchemy. But if I am doing an act that has meaning in the real world, then that act can be viewed as a meleches machsheves also in the world of Shabbos. Migo, his language, migo, da have melacha lekach, have melacha l'inyan Shabbos, zo meleches machsheves. But if I were simply to say, I want to put down this apple on a table which has the dimensions of 2x2, and I want that to be called a hanacha. No. Tulsa says, yes. If you want to put it there, you really want to put it there, you want to exclusively put it there, according to Tulsa, that would be a hanacha. But according to Ramban, that's not a hanacha. I can't create the dimensions for Shabbos. That since this has no meaning in the real world, it's not going to have any meaning in the world of Shabbos as well. Yes?
Is that what you're saying? The Lashon, he says, Kishatam machshev l'malacha v'osei oso. So machshev l'malacha means he's giving a meaning and then he does it? Is that what
you're saying? That he has a meaning and he actually is carrying it through in the real world.
That meaning has to be somewhat objective.
Objective. Feeding a dog. Putting coal into a furnace. Urinating. Spitting out of your mouth. All of these have meaning in the real world. And I am not only do I mean it, but I am fulfilling my meaning. I'm doing the act. Hu hadin, in terms of Shabbos, that's going to be called a malacha. That's going to come under the world of hotzah. It's a fascinating concept. In other words, Masha'in came, in other words, Tosfa, in other words, you know, okay, thank you. Yeah, sorry.
No, you started to say it. In other words, if a person puts something on the table because that's really a very important thing, even though it's not dalet al dalet, so he would also say that that's significant. In other words, why...
No, maybe you didn't understand. In other words, why couldn't the Ramban learn like Tosfos? Why couldn't the Ramban learn like Tosfos? L'shitato, why couldn't he learn like Tosfos that I can... Tosfos basically is saying what you're saying, namely that if I view this makom as important to me, then it has halachic importance. Why does that fit in? Tosfos l'shitato, but the Ramban couldn't say that.
The Ramban says you can't change halachic
reality. What halachic reality? Where did this halachic... Exactly. The Ramban's dalet al dalet is halacha Moshe Misinai. You can't create a halacha Moshe Misinai. You can't substitute for halacha Moshe Misinai. In other words, what we have to have, according to Ramban, is a totally different track. But according to Tosas, Ayetze Ish Mimakomo, we need a makom. Classically, a makom chashuv is dalad al dalad. Okay, but there's also a concept of achshave, that in the halachic system, if I'm dealing with chashivus, there's an object of chashivus, and there's a subject of chashivus. For example, in Hilchos Pesach, something which is not ro'oi la'achilas kelev has no halachic significance as chametz. Right? In other words, if I were to have nevela, which is eno ruya lager, and the ingredients would have had it was a schnitzel. It was covered with breadcrumbs. But it's eno ruya lager. It's halachically there's no bayimatzeh. There's no issue. However, if we have akshave, namely, I burnt my toast. No, most people wouldn't eat it, but I eat burnt toast. So even though this is not roy, a dog wouldn't eat it, but if I eat it, so then the Rosh says, for me, this is considered to be chametz. And I'm going to be over bayiro bayimatzeh on this chametz. And if I eat it, I'm going to be over eating chametz. It's in a roy, but my eating it is achshave. Whether achshave is din d'oraisa or d'rabbanan, this
you
is
alone
the,
or someone else will be off. If you're
no,
in my
only
house,
me. You know, it's this
you're
is
in
the,
my house. I wouldn't be over eating.
No. This is my issue. This is the whole issue with medications. Medications aren't roy lachilas kelef. No dog would eat a pill. It has, you know, it tastes. But so why do we need hechsherim on medications? Because I'm eating it. Achshave, I'm the one who's eating it. If I'm eating it, I'm saying that even though to this dog it's not roi lachila, but for me it's roi lachila. Again, I don't want to get this to turn to sugi in terms of what's considered to be achila kadarka, swallowing an act of achila. Do I have to chew it? In other words, v'chule v'chule. But it's a rush in the first parak of Psachim in terms of there is a concept of achshave in the world of shvua. If I make a shvuah, I'm going to eat offer. So offer l'chora is not something which is roi l'achila. But if I go ahead and I eat it, yitachem, or if I make sure I'm not going to eat offer, and I go ahead and eat it, yitachem, I'm over my shvuah because I'm viewing it as a food, even though objectively it's not. But if I'm eating it, it means that I'm viewing it as a food. So here also, says Tosus, we have a din of achshavei. And Masha'enkin, this can't fit according to the Rabban, because it's not a din of a pasuk that says makom, and makom is makom chashuv, and objectively Chazal determined makom chashuv is dalad dalad, and I want to have that via my achshave that it, even a makom lo dalad dalad. According to the Rabban, it's halcha Moshe Misinai ni dalad al dalad. So he says, I can't get around that. But we have a din of malachas machsheves. And this machsheves, normally we view malachas machsheves as something which is mitzamtzeim. It limits the malacha. It has to be kedarka. It can't be malacha shen tzricha gufa. Here, the Ramban is using malachas machsheves to expand. That if my malacha has meaning in another realm, my act has meaning in the realm of feeding animals in a zoo, of heating a house, of clearing my body of waste material, then it's also going to be a malacha. Migo, that it's this, it's also going to be that. Tremendous, tremendous chiddush, yeah?
That aren't as so clearly defined as the Akivshan or the Akilah. They're not. Somebody, I want to put. In other words, there's a very important thing to put something somewhere which is less than dalad al dalad. Why can't that?
Because we have halacha Moshe Misinai. Because we have halacha Moshe Misinai. What?
Why is that different than Pia?
No, because Pia Kelev, I'm not putting on a makom dalad al dalad.
Right.
I'm saying that there's another din of hotzah. There's a din of hotzah of the Torah, of taking something from dalad al dalad, being okerit from there, crossing to another rishus, and putting it down on makom dalad al dalad. That's halacha Moshe Misinai of hotzah. And then, since the Torah says, you shouldn't do malachas machsheves, we have another din, that if you're going to take something from Rishus A and put it in Rishus B, and in the world, the real world, this has meaning this is an act which has real meaning in another area. We're also going to call that hotza'a. That's all. We're not.
So stam putting something somewhere could have. It's conceivable that there be an action which is not as you know, dramatic as Pierre Keller, but just something, putting something down, which could also be in another, in other words,
it would have to have meaning in some other area. That's all. You'd have to come up with the fact that in the real world,
and
this has meaning.
Having something some in a particular place is not meaningful.
No. That's mind over matter. That's totally subjective. The Ramban is saying, I need an objective standard, not a subjective standard.
But when he put the apple on the table, for him, it's important.
That doesn't change the halacha. If he's simply doing a hotzah of the Torah, namely moving an object from one rishus to another rishus, that's all that's involved, just the moving, then halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, we have standards. And if he's not keeping to the standards, that's not a malacha. However, since the Torah says malachas machsheves, if he's doing an act that in some other realm, and the Ramban again over here gives four examples of four realms, has meaning, then he brings a proof. The Ramban brings a proof. What's his proof? Teda is a proof, right? Teda, the ha'amrinan hasan b'shili hazorek, gabi hodit nam b'krisus, im ha'yesa shabbos, v'hotzio chayev, v'amai ha'ein derech hotza'a b'kach, klomar b'piv, ela machshavto meshav yelei makom. We're dealing with someone who is carrying something in his mouth, okay? And so over there, the Gemara says that's machshavto meshav yelei makom. Classically, that's kalach aryad. V'isal kadaitach b'kol mili d'choshay machshavto meshav yelei makom hechi tenan b'pivu mafrekto potter ha'machavim lehotzi b'yad. But we have a Mishnah that if you carry something in your mouth, that you're potter. That's considered to be kalach aryad. And we're machshava meshav yelei makom. So if we have a nagar, we have the carpenter hayotze b'keisam sheba oznov. He used to... How would people know he was a carpenter if he was walking in the street? He doesn't have a card, right? So he always had a toothpick in his ear, and that toothpick in his ear, that was a sign that he's a carpenter. Or shulchani bediner shebet savaro, and the money changer would wear a coin around his neck. Or Rav Meir amai patur lema machshavto meshav lehotzah. Clearly, he's interested in that act of carrying. Why do we call it Kalachayad? He's interested in it. Why don't we say Machshavta Meshav Yulei Makom? In other words, Avol Bishen Derech Otzah Bekach. Eloshma Mina. When did the Gemara of Kuf Bey said that by putting it into a mouth, that's a makom? If you're doing an act of eating. If I'm eating, the moment that eating is a meaningful act in the real world, then it's also going to be called Hotzah. But if I'm not eating it, I'm simply carrying it in my mouth. That's not a meaningful act of otzah. I'm not, in other words, this toothpick. In other words, there's no meaning in the real world of my having a toothpick in my ear. It's simply a symbol of something. There's nothing. What?
Sorry. What about when the makom less than dollar does become then not like a dog's mouth, but like makomo, like where you're putting something in its place.
It would have to be something that has meaning in the real world. If let's say, I'm trying to think of, if let's say that you were to take a dog, and there's a law that every night a dog has to be in its kennel, and you were to put this dog in its kennel, but this kennel is less than dalet al dalet. I'm not saying was it a dog, it's a frog. I don't know. And you put it in a place that's less than dalet al dalet, since it has meaning in the real world, in other words, that every animal has to be in a kennel at night, so you're putting in its kennel. So that would be an act of hotzah, even if it's not dalet, but it has to have meaning in the real world. The fact that I want people to know that I'm a shulchani, I want people to know that I'm a nagar, I decide I want to carry something in my mouth rather than in my hands. I want to keep my hands free. So I decide, okay, I have to carry this MP3 recorder, where I'm going to put it. So I put it in my mouth. Okay, that doesn't, you know, that's not a meshav yelei makom. But if I'm talking about something that I'm going to eat, I just want to eat it slowly, I want to chew this and swallow it and eat it, that would be already an act. That would be no difference than feeding a dog. I feed myself. So, in other words, migo de mahani machshavto la'achila mahani name l'shabas l'shav yemalacha. Derech malacha hu bekach. Okay? Masha'en kein, if you're not machashev to another malacha, just stam. I want this to be a hotzah. Who says that you can define hotzah? Okay, so we have over here a very, very basic machlokas. What's fascinating is that none of the Talmidim of the Ramban agreed with the Ramban. They all agree with Tosfos. because this is Ramban Lashita, so they also don't agree with him on Alcha Moshe Misinai. The moment that you're learning out from some other form of Dumya the Mishkan or Asvara or Makom Choshev, so okay, so we'll fit Tosis Ashita saying that we have this Achshavei. Achshavei is a din b'chol Torah kula, but not in Alcha Moshe Misinai. I can't say that Alcha Moshe Misinai, that tefillin have to be square. Achshavei, I want my round tefillin to be called tefillin. We don't say that. Alcha Moshe Misinai, they have to be square, they have to be black. I can't say via Achshave that this gold ball is tefillin. I can't do that. Dafka in the world of Shabbos, where it's a din of melechas machsheves, here machsheves offers us an alternate track. Migo dahavi malacha b'tchum x zegam ken malacha lagabe Shabbos. Okay, very very fascinating. Tov. Yeah?
So the meaning of the word machshev tov implies that it's not kol yisdik the world. Every single person and his machshava is chashav.
That's the machlokas, the Ramban and Tosas. Tosas learns like you that it's a din of achshavei, it's totally subjective. The Ramban understands machshavto, that the moment that I have a machshava which is meaningful in another realm of reality, that's the machshavto. The machshavto which is meaningful in another realm of reality, migo, that it's relevant there, it'll be relevant to Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, what kind of, you know, that's his understanding. Then you get, you're 100% correct. Then, and now according to Ramban, we have to define what's meaningful in the world of reality. So the Ramban says black and white. Symbols are not meaningful in the world of reality. Right? The symbol that I'm a carpenter, the symbol that I'm a shulchani, this is not meaningful in the world of reality. The chayat hayotze with the pin, that's a symbol that he's a tailor. That's not meaningful in the world of reality. That's the world of human relations. So, you know, the Ramban would not call sociology a subject to be studied in college. He would be in the natural sciences, not in the social sciences. But it has to be something meaningful. So again, eating is meaningful. Feeding an animal is meaningful. Getting rid of waste of my body is meaningful. Those are considered to be meaningful acts. It has to be something in a real world, in the world of biology. That's a real world. But it's not something from the world of sociology. Okay, I apologize to all sociologists. The Ramban over here was relating to the world of Shabbos. Okay. Tov. We now have a shita. Okay, this is it. Okay. There are, however, Rishonim who understood the fact that Gemara from Machshav HaMashavilei Maisa is not brought in our sugya from a different perspective, and that's when we move over to the Baal HaMor. So far we saw Tosfos, that in our sugya we don't have the right machshava. We don't have the focused machshava. The Ramban, in our sugya, we don't have the machshava which is meaningful in a different realm. Let's look a minute in the Baal HaMor and Daf Aleph Amud Beis. Again, in my Baal HaMor, it's Daf Aleph Amud Beis. The last line, the fifth word on the line, the Baal HaMor says, V'ika de kashile, Rabba v'Rav Yosef, de mahadre lu'ukme l'masnisin, Bukimta dechikta. Namely, the question was, our Mishnah shows us that a yad is considered to be a base and a destination for hotza'ah. A yad isn't dalad al dalad. So they bring in Rabbi Akiva, maybe Kluta Kemisha Huncha. They bring in Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, that we have a Besa Kamanda Malya. In other words, they bring in all sorts of shitos and strange cases. Why don't they simply, Amailo Mukmi Leketa Amayu? They hold Machshava Meshavile Maisa. Kedagarsin and Perakamotzi Tfilin, Amar of Yosef, Hishtin Verak, Chayev Chatos, Ayhabay Akira Meyagabe Dalad, Vileka, Machshavto Meshavile Mako. Dilo Temahachi, Amar Rabba, Zorak Venocha, Pia Takelev, over Pia Kivshan Chayev, Habin and Hanocha, Agabi Mokam Aldalad Vileka, El Machshavto Meshavile Mako, Machanam Meshavto Meshavile Mako. Why doesn't the Gemara bring in Lashita Tab? That we have a solution. Yad is machshava meshavilei makom. So the Rambam, the Baal HaMor answers, v'yesh lanu lomar, d'ze ha-ta'am haya maspik l'mishnasenu b'nosem l'toch yado shel chaveiro. V'haya efshar lomar b'miskavein l'tzeis l'socha. Maybe in Achenam, you don't need exclusivity. and you don't need necessarily that this is something which you want 95%, but rather you're just putting it there because you want it to be there. Miskaven laseis lesocha. Maybe the inachinami, that would work. Machshava meshavrei maisa would work on the level of hanacha. Avo benotel mitoch yado shel chaveiro, ein hatam hazeh maspik. But when the usher sticks his hand out of the window and takes the apple from the hand of the ani, we can't say machshava meshavilei makom. Ein hanotel mechashev mi'eza makom hu notala. The usher is interested in an apple. The apple just happens to be in the hand of the ani. There's no intention to take it specifically from the hand of the ani. There's no machshava on the level of akira. When the usher puts it down, then he makes a conscious decision. Do I want to put it on the table? Do I want to put it down in someone's hand? That's a decision that the usher makes. That's machshava meshavlei maisa. But taking it, he's just taking it for where it happens to be. The apple happens to be in the hand of the ani. So in achinami, there is a rule, like Tosa says, of machshava meshavlei maisa. And that doesn't require any focus. It doesn't require a specific focus of exclusivity or an 80% focus. But it requires at least some machshava. It requires something. So in the world of Hanacha, we have that something. But in our Mishnah, in the world of Akira, it just happens that the apple was in the hands of the ani. Hanoto, ein hanoto machashe mi'eza makum hunotala. Eino makbid bekach. Ein machshavto ba'akiraso mimena osa osa makum. Ve'ein ze dome lehishtin verak shu machashe va'atzmo v'tzarech le'oso makum. You can't compare this to the case of the person who's getting rid of the waste material. He wants to get it specifically out of his mouth. He wants to get it specifically out of the organ which the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him to get rid of waste materials. That's what he wants specifically. But in our Gemara, we don't have that. What we find over here, this svara of the Baal Hamor, namely that there's a room to distinguish between Akira and Hanacha. That in Hanacha we can speak about that the Yodo will be the equivalent of less than Dalad al Dalad, but not in terms of the Akira. In the world of Hanacha, that's where we have the Machshava, but not in the world of Akira. Akira, you just take it from where it happens to be. Unless we have a very specific case of Ruk or Mashtin, that's where, you know, it would apply to Akira, but classically, not. Listen to the Tosas Harosh Alatar. The Tosas Harosh and Dalad Amid Beis. Dibur HaMaschil Elamar of Yosef begins with Tosfos. He begins with Tosfos. Classically, we have in our Tosfos. And then he says, V'li nireh, d'lo shayach lomar machshavya meshavya le'makom el b'makom sh'adam meniach chifetz acher u'machashev osal makom u'haniach sham chefetzo. Then, meshavya le'machshavto makom afopi she'eno rachav dalad. Right? Or that unique situation of mashtin or rok. De lo shayach lememar akira im lo shahaya hachefetz munach kodem. Aval gabe akira, the classic akira, lo shayach lememar machshavto meshavile makom. Ki lo hechshiv oso makom. Kevan shalo hiniach sham krum. Afal pisha akaro misham lo mikri machshava. Kevan shalo hinicho sham. Lo dami lo hechshin verok. However, Tosfos HaRosh takes it and he objectifies it a little more. It's not just that in other words, in some cases, we're machshiv the Hanacha, in some cases we're machshiv the Akira. In our Mishnah, we happen to be machshiv the Hanacha, not the Akira. He gives a rule. Classically, Hanacha, by definition, is always a place that you choose. You're choosing to put it down in a certain place. That you're a human being. You have Bechira Chafshis, you're choosing to put it down. When in the world of Akira, do we have a an issue that we're, that you are machshiv the place that you are taking it from, and when do we say that machshava doesn't apply to akira? Machshava only applies to akira if you put it in that place in the first place. You put in your mouth something, now you want to spit it out. You ate, and therefore your body now has waste material that you put into your body, now you want to get rid of that. Those are the only examples where we say that machshava applies to the world of akira. But classically, every other akira, you didn't put it there. You didn't put it there. It was there. You are simply taking it from where it was. That's not called machshavia meshavile maise. The classic case of akira is totally arbitrary. You're taking something from where it happens to be. You're taking something from where it happens to be. That's the rule of Tosafot Rashi. Namely, that the world of machshava meshavile maise applies to hanocha across the board and to very, very unusual cases of akira where you were the one who put it there and now you want to take it from where you put it. But classically, when you're oker, you're not taking something that you put, you're taking something which is there. You're picking up an apple in Rishus HaRabim, you're picking up a pear in Rishus HaYachid. You're just picking up what happens to be there. And even if it happens that you put it there, but that's not connected now to your taking it. The fact that you put the fruit in a fruit bowl, and now you're taking a fruit from that fruit bowl, that there's no connection necessarily between you're putting the fruit there and you're taking it. Masha'en came, in terms of ruk or hashtana, there, in other words, it was put in order to be taken out. Yes?
It sounds like the Balmoran Tosafot Rashi that the Makom Akira would have to be more like Halacha Moshe Misinai, the Makom Hanacha Bing Dalal Dalal is more based on the Sfar. Because if you take it to the logical extreme, then even Akira from a gigantic makom there's no chashivas in that action. So you have to say that it's some kind of halacha moshe misinai that draws a line at dalal dalal by Akira.
Or halacha moshe misinai, or a svara, namely that since you didn't create the makom, so we're going to create the makom in terms of the usual makom, or dumya de mishkan, or ayetzeish mimakomo. I mean, it doesn't have to be Halacha Moshe Misinai. What you're pointing out is that we're distinguishing between Akira and Hanacha. That we're distinguishing between Akira and Hanacha. That, yes. On what plane? There could be many planes. Do we find this distinction between Akira and Hanacha in other places in our sugya? Look, let's go back to our Gemara.
I don't understand why you put something down and say that's a...
You chose. You chose. What?
Pick it up. He seems to be saying if you put it there first, then you pick it up, then
if you put it there first in order for you to pick it up later, right, then that would be the right. But classically, no. Look at the Gemara Daf Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara, at first, Rabbah, again, they're looking to try to understand our Mishnah. They suggest that our Mishnah is based on Rabbi Akiva of Kluta Kamisha Huncha Dami. That namely, that you don't need a Dalet al Dalet. And then if you look where it says three lines from the end of the thin lines, the Savar Rabbi Akiva, Kluta Kamisha Huncha Dami. The Gemara asks two lines from the end of the thin lines. V'dilma hu hanocha hu delo baya, ha akira baya. Maybe where does Rabbi Akiva have his principle of kluta kemisha huncha that we're going to talk about, right? In other words, that somehow being in an airspace is enough. It doesn't have to actually land. Maybe that din of Rabbi Akiva, that being in the airspace is enough, that's in terms of hanocha, but not in terms of akira. Again, that akira would have a different standard than hanocha. This, again, I'm trying, the that which the Baal Hamor and the Tosafot Rashi are saying, they're not saying in a vacuum. We have over here also the Gemara that makes that distinction between Akira and Hanacha. Look for a minute on Daf Hei Amud Aleph. Next to the last Tosfos. Hane mile hecha de achshav aliyadei. V'yim tomar, Rav Yochanan has two statements. Lema hach v'lo ahi d'le'el. Why did Rav Yochanan say both statements? The second statement goes further than the first statement. The second statement should be enough. V'yeshlomar d'hav amina d'afklinyan hanocha chashuva k'dalet al dalet, aval agabe akira lo. Again, another Rishon who is distinguishing between Akira and Hanocha. Namely, we have over here three areas of distinguishing between Akira and Hanocha. One in terms of we have a Gemara that Machshava Nishav Yalei Makom. That's a Gemara in Eruvin and a Gemara later on in Maseches Shabbos. All the Rishonim ask, why isn't that Gemara brought in our sugi? That would solve all the issues. We want to know why is a Yad a Makom in the Mishnah? Because Machshava Nishav Yalei Makom. So we saw Tosus's direction was it depends on machshava. To what degree we have machshava? The machshava that makes a makom is a focused machshava, and our sugi is talking about an unfocused machshava. That was Tosus's approach. We saw the Ramban. The Ramban said that machshava meant meaning in the real world. Like machshava from Lashon of chashivus, right? That it has meaning in the real world, in another realm, and then we're going to move that meaning over. So that applies only to cases that have meaning in the world realm, some other realm in the world, but in the real world, but it would not apply in our sugya where there's no other meaning to this act of hotzah. Come along the Tosas Harash and the Baal Hamor, and they have a different distinction. They say that perhaps this rule over here only applies to Hanacha. Not to Akira. Akira needs Dalet al Dalet. You can't get around that. Sometimes we'll have an Akira, which is a Hanacha. Namely, it was already munach from before. That is a din in Hanacha. Hanacha, we have a din that machshava can substitute for dalet al dalet. But in Akira, machshava can substitute for dalet al dalet. This distinction that Hanacha can substitute for dalet al dalet and not Akira, we find here by the Tosas Harash and the Baal Hamor. We find it also on the Gemara, on the Dalet on the days, that maybe Kruta Kamisha Huncha, that's a din in Hanacha. But Akira, that would need Dalet al Dalet. And we find it for a third time in Tosos on the Heyomed Aleph, that perhaps the din that Yad can substitute for Dalet al Dalet, that's in the world of Hanacha. But in the world of Akira, nothing doing. There you need Dafka Dalet al Dalet. Okay, the same distinction in three different realms. In the realm of Machshava, in the realm of Kruta Kamisha Huncha, and in the realm of Yad. All these three, we're saying these exceptions to the rule, maybe these are only exceptions in the world of Hanacha, they're not exceptions in the world of Akira. Akira needs Dafka Dalet al Dalet. The question is, why distinguish? That the distinction is made is clear. It's made by Tosos in the realm of Yad, by the Gemara in the realm of Kruta Kamisha Huncha, as a Dilma, and it's made by Tosos Harash and the Baal Hamor in the realm of Machshava. Now all of a sudden we're distinguishing between the requirements of Akira and the requirements of Hanacha. So far, so good? Are we following? Why make such a distinction? Based on what realm would we have such a distinction. And so I'd like to suggest perhaps three options, okay? One option, look together with me in Tosfos on Daf Dalet Amid Beis, Dibra Maskil Dilma. Tosfos was bothered by it. Tosfos says, Dilma Hanocha Hu Delo Baya Ha'akira Baya. Piresh Rashi. Where in the world did the Gemara come up with this Havamina? I mean, we've been assuming all along that whatever we're saying by Akira, we say by Hanocha. Whatever we're saying by Hanocha, we say by Akira. Why come up with this distinction? Piresh Rashi de Diek mi delo machayev shnayim. What's Rabbi Akiva's case? You're standing in a Rishus HaYochid. You're throwing an object through Rishus HaRabim, and it lands in another Rishus HaYochid. It never lands in the Rishus HaRabim, right? You're throwing it in the airspace of Rishus HaRabim. You're standing in a Rishus HaYochid, you're throwing an object through the airspace of Rishus HaRabim, and it lands in another Rishus HaYochid. Rabbi Akiva says, you're Chayev. Chayev what? Chayev on Hotzah. What Hotzah? What level of Hotzah? We say it was as though it landed in the Rishus HaRabim. Kluta Kemisha Huncha. It's as though it landed in Rishus HaRabim. Even though it didn't land, Kluta, the airspace, is like it landed. Rabbi Akiva could have gone further. What could he have said? Your Chayev? Shnayim. Not only is this a Hanacha, but it's also an Akira. But he didn't say that. He just said Chayev. Pirish Rashi Dik Midaloma Chayev Shtayim, Achas Mishum Hotzov, Achas Mishum Hachnasa. That's how Rabba thought, perhaps Rabbi Akiva's din is only by Hanacha, not by Hotzah. V'kasha, Dilma Hadala Machayev Shnayim, Mishum Dala Machayev Al Tolda B'makom Av, that we already learned that when you, in Helem Echad, you do an Av and its own Tolda, you're only going to be Chayev once. Hachnasa and Hotzah is the Av, and Hachnasa is the Tolda. So maybe in Achinami, maybe the two Chiyuvim are on the table, but you're not going to be Chayev, it's double jeopardy to be Chayev you for the same Malacha twice in one Helem, in one act of forgetfulness. V'od, de besamach kamar Rav Yehuda, Machayev haya Rebbe Shtayim, afa gav katani stam, Rebbe Machayev, hachanam Rebbe Akiva, minole de la Machayev Shtayim, or maybe really Rebbe Akiva was Machayev Shtayim. When he said Chayev, maybe means two, later on the Gemara implies two, and so maybe over here also means two. So what's the diuk from that? Maybe Rabbi Akiva's din is only by Hanacha and not by Akira. V'nira lefaresh deparich ha'akira ba'aya di'alfina mi'mishkan hayu notlim mi'tevasan hayu behen arbal arba v'nostin liyad osei ha'malacha u'afima shepirashti le'el d'tarshinan me'al yetze ishmi makomo osinami shapir de'ba'akira mayri. Tosa says the same thing twice. Nu Moshe Chayim. What is Tosa saying over here? Why would we say that maybe by Hanacha we can do with airspace, but Akira, no, there you need Dafka Dalet al Dalet. You can't get around the requirement of a physical Dalet al Dalet. What's the difference between Akira and Hanacha? They're simply the two bookends of the Malacha of Hotzah. Why have different criteria? What is Tosa's? Says, what? Where do we go back to? Yes? We go back to the source. We go back to the source of Hotzah. Dumya the Mishkan, in the Mishkan, we were dealing with an Akira from Makom Dalet al Dalet. Or if you'd rather learn from the Pasuk of Al Yetzei Ishmi Makomo, Al Yetzei Al Yotzi, we're talking about the Makom Akira. We're talking about the point of the point where it all begins. These, you know, his name, both the Dumi the Mishkan and the Pasuk are relating to the world of Akira. So maybe this din of Dalet al Dalet is only in the world of Akira. And therefore, if we're going to find Machshava Meshavale Makom, that would be by Hanacha. If we're going to find Kluta Shemisha Huncha, that would be by Hanacha. If we're going to find that Yad is like Arba Amos, Dalet al Dalet, that would be by Hanacha. But by Akira, there you need the real thing. That's where we have the Limudim. The Limudim are dealing in the world of Akira. That's one possibility, namely that simply, technically, the whole makar of dalet al dalet, be it dubya de mishkan according to Rabbeinu Tam, be it al yetzish memakoma according to the Ri, these limudim are dealing with akira. So if we're gonna fiddle around with virtual dalet al dalet, then we can only fiddle around on the hanacha, which itself is learned is a derivative. We can't fiddle around with the source. That's A. One, yeah?
I can sort of understand by the pasuk, because the pasuk is going into the Hotzlah, but it says the weight of the Matzis and the Mishkan, if you have an Akara, you have to have an Anocha. They also put down crosses.
Yeah, but there they gave it to the Levi in his hand. That's exactly. They put it in his hand.
What did the Levi do with it? They put it on the ground.
No, but the Hanocha was putting it in the hand of the Levi.
Okay.
What?
But we consider a hand to be a place of Dalal
Dalet. No, that's the whole thing. Maybe this whole din that the hand is Dalal Dalet is Dumi the Mishkan is the receiver. The Makom Akira was the Teva. Where did a person keep his gold and his soul? He didn't keep it in his hand. He kept it in his jewelry box. The jewelry box was Dalal Dalet. That's a Teva is Dalal Dalet. Not a woman's jewelry box. Think of a safe. In other words, he kept his gold and his silver in his safe inside of his tent. Safety box. That's dalet al dalet. Right, that's Tosas. I'm not reading. Tosas says this, not me. Yafinim mishkan hayu notrin mitevasan hayu behem dalet al dalet venostin liyad osei hamalacha. That within the dumi of the mishkan, the akira was dalet al dalet. The hanacha would be, would be the yad. In other words, again, we don't. Our bottom line is not like this. But we find over here within the Rishonim that they raise this option that maybe Machshava Mashavile Maisa will only be by Hanocha. Maybe Kluta Shimishahuncha will only be by Hanocha. Maybe even the whole din of Yad will only be by Hanocha. That's where Rav Yochanan had to say a statement that even by Akira. In other words, that's why we need the other statement of Rav Yochanan. Okay, that's A. B, let's go back to something we already learned. Let's go back to Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. All the way back to Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. If you recall over there, we dealt with the issue of Akiras Gufo. Is Akiras Gufo Akiras Chefetz, or is it not Akiras Chefetz? And the Rishonim raised the question, what about Hanacha? What about Hanacha? Do we have the same question by Hanacha? So Tosfos over there said, yeah, we have the same question. Tosfos Diramaskal Akiras Gufo, Nilari, the Hachinami, Biboy, Lalinyan Hanacha. What did the Tosfos Yeshanim say? Vaharashba piresh, the hanocha pshitale. In hanocha, clearly, hanocha saguf is hanocha. Afilu hachi boi al akira. Kid the parech lekaman, dilma hanocha lo boi, aval akira boi. What over here is the Tosfos quoting? What over here is Tosfos quoting? Our Gemara on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, namely that we would define, in other words, that maybe Hanacha, it's clear that it doesn't require a Hanacha Chashuva. But by Akira, that's the question, maybe you need an Akira Chashuva. Maybe the Akira is different than the Hanacha Alpi Svara. That beginning the Malacha would have a different standard than completing the Malacha. That the Akira would have to be an Akira Chashuva. And this, so our question is Akira Sagufka Akira Schefetz Mimekomo? The Hanacha, the Gemara knew that the Hanacha would be enough. Again, this is not, we're not dealing over here with the limudim. This is not a din of dumid the mishkan. This is not ayetze ish mekomo. Tosis is saying this al pisvara. Varasha pirish hanocha pshitale. Afilu hachi boi al hakira keparach lekaman. Dilma hanocha lo boi, aval akira boi. So either we have over here based on the limudim, or pashut al pisvara. Al pisvara. That we spoke about this when we learned it at the time, that the pu'ula of an akira where you're starting off, that would have a different nature than the pu'ula of a hanacha. We dealt with space capsules and takeoffs and the question of what exactly is the hanacha of the space capsules, are going back to the Earth or being in orbit. But ech shelo yeh, that the akira would have a different nature than the hanacha. Or, let's go back to a hakira that we had all the way at the beginning of the year. What in the world of hotzah? Hotzah is a process. There is an akira, there is a ha'avara, and there is a hanacha. If we were to be able to ask the question, what over here is the ikar, and what is the tafel? What is the real malacha, and what are the conditions that you need to be chayav mida oraisa? So if you recall, we saw all options, right? We saw Tosas view that the ikar is the hanacha. And then we saw Tosas and Daf Tzadi Gimel that the ikar is the ha'avara. And we saw Rashi in Psachim that the ikar is the akira. We needed a pasuk to bring in also hanacha. Look at the language of the Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Beis. Now that we've gone through all these, so go back to Beis Amud Beis. Going back to Gimel Amud Aleph, go back to Beis Amud Beis. Rav Papa, if you recall, wants to put into the Mishnah not only cases of Hotzah, but also cases of Hachnasa. And so the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, but the Mishnah speaks only about Yitzios Shabbos. So what was Rav Papa's language? About seven lines on the bottom of the page. V'taymamai, why do we call everything a Hotzah? Kol Akiras Chefetz Mimakomo Tana Hotzah Okarilei. Any akiras chayfetz mimakomo, irrelevant of whether you're going from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, we're going to call the akira hotzah. Call akiras chayfetz mimakomo. In other words, that again, this is the language of the Gemara. So yitachein, that when we're dealing with the akira, there we have to deal with the. We will need. The dalad al dalad, there will need that your okir chayfetz, not dafka okir gufo. There will need this is the chakir we have ashtayim sha'asa'uha. What was the havin of the Gemara? If only one of them would be chayev, who would be chayev? And we saw the three, maybe all of these Rishonim, the Tosas HaRosh and the Baal Hamor and Tosas and Daf Hei, and we have over here on Daf Dalad Amud Beis, the language Dilma Akira Velo Hanacha. Maybe all of this is pointing to the direction that the akira is the main aspect of the malacha, is the main pu'ula, and therefore you need dafka dalad al dalad. Mashenken by hanacha, we can be satisfied with machshava, we can be satisfied with kluta, we can be satisfied with yad, we can be satisfied with hanachas gufo. We can have all sorts of second best. That's enough in hanacha because that's only a tonight. But when we have the pu'ula has to be called akira schefetz mimakomo. Okay? Okay. This is what, you know, I want you to think about. So not saying this is necessarily. It could be, no, that akira and maybe hanacha is the most important. But what can we do? The limudim are talking about akira. The dumi of the Mishkan is dealing with akira. Ayetzi mimakomo is talking about akira. Or maybe Alpisvara, the Hanacha, the Akira, has to have a stronger nature than the Akira. Or maybe it's not the Limudim and it's not the Svara, but halachically, within the process of Hotzah, where we have Akira, Havara, and Hanacha, Akira is the core, and that's where you need all the conditions, and the Hanacha is a Tanai. And for the Tanai, we have various Kulos. Okay, with all of this in mind, if we could move over to the sugya on the Zayin Amud Beis to the Ches Amud Aleph. In other words, what we've been talking up to now is Dalad al Dalad as a makom of Akira and a makom of Hanacha. The question is, what about within Rishus HaYachid? Within Rishus HaYachid, do we also have this condition of Dalad al Dalad? I mean, what appeared to us so far is certainly, but we're going to see it's not so pashut. So, did you see the Gemara yet on Daf Zayin Amud Beis Teches Amud Aleph? Okay, so that's where we'll start from. That's, I think, the beginning of the Makoros I mean, if you've already done it, so maybe we could do it together. Have you seen the Gemara? Okay, so let's learn it then together. Okay, let's look at the Gemara. Gufa Amar Rav Chisda. Noatz kona bereshus hayachid, v'zorak v'noch al gabav. Afilu gavoa mea ama chayav. Mishum shereshus hayachid ole ad larakia. Reimer Rav Chisda damar k'rabit Rebbe, the Tanya zorak v'noch al gabi ziz kol shehu. Rebbe mechayav hamen potrim. Amar Abaye, bereshus hayachid v'kulayam alo pligei, kid Rav Chisda. Elahacha be'ilan ha'omed b'rishus ha'yachid, nofo nota l'rishus ha'radim, zorak v'noch anofo, Rebbe savar amrinan shadi nofo basari karo. V'rabbanan savri lo amrinan shadi nofo basari karo. Okay, Rashi. The Gemara brings Rav Chisda that Pashtus of Rav Chisda is that when you throw something onto a kana in the Rishus HaRabim and it lands on top of this kana, you are a chayav for two reasons. A, the top of that kana is Rishus HaYachid because it goes ad Rakia. And secondly, kanra, we don't need Makom Dalad al Dalad. Correct? So the Gemara says maybe Rav Chisda goes like Rebbe, who also doesn't need Dalad al Dalad in a certain case. And the Havamin of the Gemara is that case is our case, throwing from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. So Abaye says, no. Bi Rishus HaYachid, kulei alma lo plige kidder Rav Chisda. Elahacha bi'ilan ha'omeid bi Rishus HaYachid, v'nofo note le Rishus HaRabim, v'zorek v'noch anofo. Look in Rashi. Nofo note le Rishus HaRabim, v'zorek mitchilas dalad l'sof dalad. You're not starting in Rishus. This is nothing to do with throwing something from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. You are throwing something arba amos within Rishus HaRabim, which itself is a malacha. V'shadi and it fell on the nof. But this nof, the ikar of this nof, is in Rishus HaYachid. Correct? Yeah. So
if you didn't have the Zilani, you just threw Kunt Rajman Trilus Sof Dalad, it's he's saying it's not Dalad out by Dalad. It wouldn't be Chayiv unless but the fact that it falls on this leaves.
Ah, so that's
the situation. That's what Rashi's saying.
Rashi's now we're gonna have two Lashons in Rashi. Shani nofo v'chulei, the chashiv agav ikaro, the isbe dalad. That the machlokis between Rebbe and Rabbanon is a case where we have dalad al dalad. Just the question is, can we transfer the dalad al dalad from the trunk of the tree to the nof? That's where we have a machlokis. Uderav chista, de lo karebi, udelo karabanan. Rav Chisda's case is a case where there is no dalad al dalad. And so Rav Chisda is a lone ranger. According to the first Lashon, Rav Chisda is a lone ranger who says that in Rishus HaYachid you don't require Dalad al Dalad. The second Lashon is, Lishnachrina Amar Abai bidu Rav Chisda dave b'Rishus HaYachid afilu Rabbanon modu. Ki plige Rabbanon b'shadi nofo basari karo hu de plige. Namely that everyone would agree that when you are in Rishus HaYachid that you don't need Dalad al Dalad. Rav Chisda is kulei alma. Rav Chisda, Rebbe, Rabbanan, their machlokis is when you have a nof in one rishus and you have the ikar in the other rishus, whether we can view this as a case of throwing it to the other rishus. But that has nothing to do with the lack of a requirement of dalad al dalad and rishus hayachid to which they all agree. So the question is, what exactly is going on over here in terms of how does this Gemara relate to our sugya? Right? In our sugya, Lechora, sorry, one moment. In our sugya, Lechora, In our sugi l'chora, we certainly require dalet al dalet, both in Rishus Hayochid and in Rishus Harabim. Why doesn't the Gemara bring these two sugyas, confront them one with the other in any which way? Okay, let's simply take out of the picture, you know, the new information that we'll see later on. The Gemara is assuming that the airspace of a Rishus Harabim goes up how far?
Ten
tefachim. The airspace of Rishus Hayachid? Adarakiya. Why? Do you have an explanation of why you would distinguish between those two? What is the definition of Rishus Harabim? Tashmish Harabim. It's a place that Rabim use. Use is considered to be up to 10 tefachim. 10 tefachim is where people use things. So Rishus HaRabim goes up to 10 tefachim. What's the definition of Rishus HaYachid? Mechitzot. Mechitzot, we have a principle of good achiz mechitzta. The moment you have 10 tefachim, it goes up to the rakia. Okay, so in other words, these halachos are totally in the definition. So Rishus HaRabim, which is defined by Tashmish, that's up to Yud Tfachim. Or Rishus HaYachid, which is defined as Mechitzos, that's Adla Rakia. Okay, that part is, I hope, clear. What do we do, however, with Rav Chisda? What do we do with Rav Chisda? So let's go through the Rishonim one by one. Let's look first in Tosfos. Tema Liri, Daf Chesem Ad Aleph. The Tvei Necholei LeMeimar De Pligei B'de Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda Kerebi, the Lishinuye da Abaye lo Shayacha Plugtayu bidirav Chisda, Kol Shekain, the Kosha le Rav Chisda, the Haika Braisa le Kaman Bahazorek, the Loka Rav Chisda, Pligi Rabbanan Verav Meir, Bizarak Lamala Measara, Venoch Bechor Kol Shehu. The Rav Meir Machayev, Mishum Darina Chokikin Lahashlim, Vave Kamuna Chagabi Mokom Dalad, Chamin Potrim, Alma Kulhu Modu de Beinon Mokom Dalad, Birishus Hayachid. In other words, why does the Gemara, you know, simply not, why is the Gemara upset over the fact that Rav Chisda's halacha flies in the face of all of Maseches Shabbos? We learn this on Daf Dalet, Daf Hey, in other words, but you could also learn the same thing from the sugya later on. In other words, that according to Rav Chisda, Vishema Yeshlomar, the taima de Rav Chisda de lo beinan makom dalad birishus hayachid mishum de amrinan besa kaman de malya dame v'choshiv kemunach al gabi makom arba'a aval bekosel beinan she bechor dalad al dalad. Maybe, let's take it step by step. Let's go back to Rashi a minute. Rashi, when Rashi wanted to define Rav Chisda's halacha, Rashi Ramaskil de Amar Karebi. How is Rashi limiting Rav Chisda in a way that Tosfos is not limiting Rav Chisda? Rashi says, what doesn't require Dalet al Dalet?
Hanacha.
Rashi says, Rav Chisda is a problem, but Rav Chisda only deals with Hanacha. Hanacha doesn't require Dalet al Dalet. Akira, Rashi doesn't talk about it at all. In other words, what Rashi is doing is he's saying that Rav Chisda's din is dafka in the world of Hanacha. Does Tosfos make any such condition within Rav Chisda? Shema Yeshlomar, Taima de Rav Chisda de lo be'inan makom arba b'rishus hayachid. Tosfos L'chora understands that Rav Chisda in the world of Rishus HaYachid, neither for Akira nor for Hanacha requires Arba al Arba. Why? Tosfos explains, Mishum da Amrinan Besa Kidemalia Dame V'choshiv Kemunach al Gabe Makom Dalad. Aval Bekotel Be'inan Shihe Bechor Dalad al Dalad. What over here is Tosfos?
Tosfos is
Yes. Let's keep our hand over here. Let's just go back a minute to Daf Dalad Amud Beis Hey Amud Aleph. What's Rebbe's halacha? Tanya Zorak mi Rishus HaRabim l'Rishus HaRabim Rishus HaYachid ba'emtza. Rebbe Mechayev v'Chachamim Potrim. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Mechayev haya Rebbe Shtayim. Achas Mishum Hotza'a v'Achas Mishum Hachnasa. Alma lo boi Akira v'lo Hanocha agabi makom dalad al dalad. The Gemara at first thought that we were dealing with the situation of throwing something through a Rishus HaYachid. You're saying Rishus HaRabim, you throw it through Rishus HaYachid, and it lands again in another Rishus HaRabim. That then Rebbe holds that you're Chayav twice. You did an Akira in Rishus HaRabim, as it's going through the airspace of the Rishus HaYachid, that's considered to be a Hanacha. And then it's also considered to be an Akira. And then there's another Hanach and Rishus HaRabim, so you're Chayev Shtayim. Correct? That appears to be what the Gemara is saying. Then the Gemara says, no, that's not correct. That Lo Mechayev Rebbe Ela B'Rishus HaYachid Mekura. We're dealing with the Rishus HaRabim has a roof. And then Amrinan Besa Kaman Demalya Dame. We consider the Rishus HaYachid that has the roof as though it is enclosed from all sides. And what? Rashi, Beis HaKamand Demalya, Dovar Sosum Mikol Tzad Havei, Kamalo Chafatzim Ad Gago. It's as though, virtually, it's full of objects. De'ein Avir O Choshiv Avir, Hilkach Kol HaNizrak Letocho Havei Kamunach. That we have over here Makom Dalad al Dalad. The Makom Dalad al Dalad is not only on the floor space of the Rishus HaYachid, it's also three tefachim above the floor space, six tefachim above the floor space, wherever it's go, whatever it appears to us to be airspace is really Malya, is really considered to be a reality of being full, and you have a Makom of Dalad al Dalad. We have a Makom of Dalad al Dalad. That's, you know, it's according to Rebbe, it's not that we don't need Makom of Dalad al Dalad. We always have Dalad al Dalad when you have a Bayis Makura. Comes along Tosfos, and he takes this Svara one step further. He says, that's Rebbe. But now we're talking about Rav Chisda. Shema taima de Rav Chisda de lo be'inan Makom Dalad b'Rishus HaYachid, mishum de amrinan besa kamal yadami, v'choshiv kemunach agabe Makom Dalad. Tosis applies the svara that we saw by Rebbe in a house with a roof to a Rishus HaYachid without a roof. You simply have a Rishus HaYachid and it has walls. And we're going to say on this Rishus HaYachid that it's Kamanda Malya Dami. And this Kamanda Malya Dami goes how high? Ad l'rakia, as high as the machitzos go, that's how high the command de malya dami goes. Namely, that command de malya, according to Rav Chisda, is not created by the roof. Command de malya dami is created by the machitzos. That what the machitzos do is they turn everything within the machitzos to be a makom dalad al dalad. That makom is that the machitzos raise the makom dalad al dalad from the floor, from the karka, to as high as the machitzos go. The entire rishus hayachid is one big makom dalad al dalad. Mishum damrinon besa kamanda malya dami v'chashiv kamunach agabi makom dalad. So therefore, Tosfos doesn't distinguish between Akira and Hanacha, because over here, this is the nature of Rishus HaYachid. The nature of Rishus HaYachid is that you always have Makom Dalad Al Dalad. What created Makom Dalad Al Dalad? The Mechitzos. Namely, the essence of Rishus HaYachid is a Makom. The essence of Rishus HaYachid is a Makom Dalad Al Dalad. Even without a tikra, right? In other words, that we're going one step beyond Rebbe. The phrase "besa kaman demalya" we find in our Gemara only when it's makura. Tosos, this is Tosos. This is Tosos was bothered. How can Rav Chisda go in the face of everything we've seen? We've seen that you need makom dalad al dalad. So Tosos is telling us that all Rishus Hayachid by definition is defined as a makom dalad al dalad, even al gabe kana. Is a makom dalad al dalad.
So he's not really so according to Shmuel's Sadam Rebbe, he's not like Rebbe. He's more even more makom.
Correct. The Rav Chisda goes far beyond Rebbe. Rav Chisda goes. He uses a parallel svara. The svara of Rebbe was that when you have an area which is enclosed from all six sides, four walls, a karka, and a roof, that's command the malya dami. It's as though it's full of chafatzim. And therefore, since as though it's full of chafatzim, you're going to have an akira and a hanacha from a makom dalad al dalad. Tosfos says, no, there's no need, according to Rav Chisda, for a roof. Simply, the moment that we have machitzos, the machitzos create this makom dalad al dalad by definition, that every place within this within these machitzos has a status of a makom dalad al dalad. Rashi, however, the moment that he distinguishes between Akira and Hanacha, and he says that Rav Chisda is only talking about Hanacha, he can't be using the Svara, because then there's no reason to distinguish. This is simply the nature of Rishus HaYachid. But according to Rashi, no. We need that in Rishus HaRabim, we need a Makom Akira and we need a Makom Hanacha. But in a Rishus Hayachid, we'll try and think of what Rashi is talking about. This is not just Rashi. This is also the Rashba, also the Ritva. They all say that Rav Chisda is speaking only about Hanoch and Rishus Hayachid. That's the Yotzei Dofen. Okay, and then look back. I sent you to the Rash Mishans back in Tosfos on Daf Dalad Amid Beis, two Tosfos that quote the Rash. And then we'll see the Meiri, what else is left, and of course the Rambam and the Ramban. Okay, we basically see the Rishonim that we have on Rav Chisda, how to understand Rav Chisda in terms of the requirement of Dalad al Dalad. Okay, so this will deal with the Yitzhak Hashem on Yom Rishon. Those who are ahead of me, or who want to be ahead of me, the next topic we'll deal with is that which we skipped. We skipped Kutok Shkimi Shahun Chadami. Okay? Well, I promise we get back to Mitzvah, right, to Lifnei Iver. We got back to Lifnei Iver. I promise we'll get back. Okay, so these are the Maror Makamos. Ankuta Kemisha Hun Chadami. Let's take one. Yes.
We have to the tomorrow and ask the question of